Well, good morning. Today I've got a story for you. Do you know what, if you have Jewish friends, do you know what holiday they had started 2 weeks ago last night? What was it? No, not quite Christmas Eve. Yeah. Hanukkah, yeah. And do you know what Hanukkah is about? It's called the Festival of Lights. About 150 BC, the Syrian king Antiochus decided he was a god and that everyone will worship him. And Judea was in his territory. And he told the Jews, you will worship me. And what do you suppose they did? Nope, they didn't. They didn't worship him. And he says, you can't practice any of your religion. And what did they do? They did it anyway. So he sent an army over. And he started conquering the territory. And he sacked Jerusalem. And he damaged the temple. And they sacrificed a pig on the altar to pollute the temple. And going from town to town, they were setting up altars. And they went to a little town called Modin. And they set up a pagan altar. And they called the priest, which was a family of the Maccabees. And they said, you are going to sacrifice the pig on this altar. And he said, we will not. He says, I'll make you rich. Anything you want, I'll give you riches. But if not, I'm going to torture you to death. They said, we will not. And finally, someone stood up in the back and says, I'll do it. And that started a fight. And the fight became a riot. And the riot became a revolt. And when they were done, they were looking around. The Greek emissary and all his soldiers were dead. And they were in a full-scale revolt. 2 years of fighting ensued. Judas Maccabeus led the Jewish people to a victory. And they took back Jerusalem. And they purified the temple. And they sacrificed a lamb on the altar. And they went to light their candles. And they found they only had enough oil for about one day. And guess where it would take 4 days to send somebody to get oil each way. That meant it would take over a week to get lamp oil for their lamp. But it was important to light the lamp, so they lit it. And they said, we will light it and let it run as long as it will. And after the first day they looked, there was still a little bit of oil in each one of those lamps. And that day, it didn't go out. The next day they looked, and there's still a little bit of oil in each lamp. For 8 days, until the horsemen could get back and back till they had more olive oil for those lamps, the lamps kept burning, even though they did not have enough oil. It was a miracle that the Lord showed them that he had blessed their efforts, and he has accepted the dedication of the temple. And you know, there will be times, you probably won't have to fight a war, but there will be times that people will want you to do something wrong. And they will offer you, you know, I'll do this for you if you do that. Or I'll do this to you if you do that. Don't do that. There are times, though, that we, just like the Maccabees, have to stand firm. And we will worship God. And God will remember us as he remembered them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your loving care. And we pray, Lord, that each one of us could be a light for you and a strong light for you in everything we do and say. We praise your holy name. Amen.